At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, and a little bit more, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. There's no stopping me now. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about, let's call it 90 minutes. Around about that midnight 30 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. And there's not going to be many of them, just because, as I warned you, I was busy. And I'm going to be busy next weekend, too. So the obits will probably be a little light over the coming weeks. But, you know, that's not going to stop anybody from dying. They'll all be there waiting for me when I'm back on the job. So there. As I warned you, it will be a free association program tonight and next week. So you're going to have to do your work on this project all over again in a few days. Of course, free association, it's that time when I'm generally too busy to think about anything on my own. So I turn to you, the listener, to help me out by providing some suggestions, some words. You give me a word over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where it seems like everyone's in a very good mood already. You put a word over there when I ask for it, and then I take that word and something pops into my head. And that's what I'm going to play. That's what we're doing here tonight. It's a fun little game. It's been a while since I did one live. I might end up doing that next week, just looking at how that day is going to be shaping up. But we'll figure that one out as the time draws near. Because we need to worry about tonight's free association. Darn it. Darn it. No, good stuff, good stuff. And we will be going just a little bit late. It is spring break, but I'm very tired. I'm going to do everything I can to outlast Rick Murnane tonight. It's a real race, Rick. Trust me on this. We'll see who lasts the longest. Anyway, let's get this free association started with a little something new. A little something brand new to celebrate the occasion, one might say. From our titular head of research, a member of our ever-embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Our titular head of research, that's Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. to you and me. But when he does things like this, it's Freddy Stockwell. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now it's time for Free Association. Free Association. Free Association. Freedom's just another word for free association. Free Association. Free Association. Free Association. Thank you for your cooperation. We love you little words, you bubbly little nerds. Nouns, adjectives, and verbs you've been contemplating. We love your little words, they're the best we've ever heard. What a lovely collaboration. Free Association. Free Association. Free Association. Here come the tunes you've been anticipating. We love your little words, you bubbly little nerds. Nouns, adjectives, and verbs you've been contemplating. We love your little words, they're the best we've ever heard. Oh, what the lovely collaboration. Free Association. Free Association. Free Association. Presented for your consideration.
Rick Stockwell.
You know,
lights in my belfry and rain on my roof. Even my teddy bear stays so aloof. Flies that go walking on leashes so long. Even my parakeet wears a sarong. Sometimes I wonder, but mostly I don't. I always say yes, but usually I won't. Elephants flying way off to the moon. Even my sundial stopped at high noon.
Signs that say quiet and yo-yos on strings. Ride on a carousel, grab the brass rings. Aches that I feel on my window pane. Rolled up umbrellas are out in the rain.
Foxes of Harrow, please stand in a line. Tarzan's arriving on the 620 vine. Mostly I end up with egg on my face. I can't keep the bulbs lit in my fireplace.
Bats in my belfry, polars are bare. Polish the cannon in the town square. We'll all take a ride on my new pogo stick.
Here comes the night nurse. Cover up, quick. Thoughts that need thinking like spring has been sprung. Fantasy helps all of us to think young. Everyone knows that penguins go formal.
So who's there among us to say who is normal?
Your only friend. You force have you, baby. Nobody else. Eternal love, always you and I. Eternal love, always you and I. Eternally
love me, baby.
Need you, baby. You're my everything. Need you, baby. You're my everything.
Well, come on, baby. Let's make those church bells ring.
Love me, baby.
Kiss me, baby. Can't do it by myself. Kiss me, baby. Can't do it by myself.
Gotta have you, baby. Nobody else.
Eternal love, always you and I.
Pretty girl asked a guy, they were sitting in the park, like, you know what I mean, just talking stuff. And this pretty girl looked at him, she said, why don't you say something soft and sweet to me? Something soft and sweet, huh? And this was a bashful guy, he pulled himself a little bit closer and said, custard pie. A friend of mine's wife was giving him the devil, you know, because she said he couldn't keep her in clothes. And he said, I bought you a house, and I can't keep you in that. Two chicks met last night, and one of them had on a mink coat, and the other one had on a cloth stole. One girl looked at him and said, you know, that's a beautiful mink. She said, your husband must have changed job. She said, no, I didn't change husband. Smoking done. That woman got in the cab and she said, take me to the station. I want to get back home. The driver said, would you like to go the freeway? She said, no, I'm going to pay cash. A donkey walked in the restaurant and sat down. When the waiter walked over, he said, look, I want me a big steak, 2 inches thick, with fat on one side only. On top of it, I want a little bit of whipped cream, 16 caraway seeds, and some peaches. And on the other side, give me some sliced tomatoes, an artichoke and a cherry. The waiter gave the mule his food, and after he finished, the horse mule said, well, say, don't you think it's a little queer? I mean me, a mule coming in here and ordering a steak with all the trimmings like that. The waiter said, not at all. I like that. I like mine like that myself. Drunk was walking home, and even with a pint of whiskey safely tucked away in his pocket. On the way, he stumbled into a traffic accident, and one of the cars grazed him and knocked him up against the wall, and he fell all down and staggered and recovered and got back up and started on his way again. Another guy was standing nearby and saw the accident, noticed something was wrong. He went over to the drunk and said, hey, buddy, there's something trickling down your leg. The drunk said, I sure hope it's blood. You know, I never knew what real happiness was until I got married. And then it was too late. Two girls were talking in a beauty parlor. You know, girls were talking in a beauty parlor. And I overheard a couple of girls talking. One of them said, Lucy told me that you told her the secret I told you not to tell her. Mm-hmm. Girl said, well, gee, I told her not to tell you that I told her. She said, well, I told her I wouldn't tell. You told me, so don't tell her I told you. Some of you girls want to lose weight. It's a very simple diet. My wife knows this diet, and everyone can lose weight. Real simple. All you do is just push yourself away from the table 3 times a day. A fella walked in a cafe and ordered a cup of coffee. You know, he just wanted to pass the time away. He didn't really want anything, just somewhere to sit. Prior to walked over to him, trying to get a conversation started, he looked out the window and said, get a guy the coffee. And he said, hey, it looks like rain, don't it? And the guy was stirring his coffee and said, yeah, and it tastes like rain, too.
Just to see her passing by, but baby have eyes for me only.
Yes, I am the luckiest guy.
Yes,
eat, can't sleep, can't talk, can't walk.
Yes, my baby is by my side. Cause baby just came and she told me our love is here to stay.
They say that all the seals in Hudson Bay envy Fuzzy's fuzz, but when they cut his rug away, he wasn't what he used to was. 'Cause Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear, Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair, Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Thank you. Fuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy was he had no hair. Fuzzy was he wasn't fuzzy was he. Fuzzy was he, I've been told, always used to catch a cold. Fuzzy wasn't careless, he was hairless. Once he was covered up with curly hair from his head to toes. But when he left that barber chair, he shivered till his nose and toes froze. Fuzzy was he was a bear. Fuzzy was he had no hair. Fuzzy was he wasn't fuzzy, fuzzy was he wasn't fuzzy was he.
Three times the shock, three times the fright, three times the chills in the three spine tinglers that are coming your way now. You'll meet creatures who rise from the crypt in blood of ghastly horror. See the devil's exorcist in Naked Evil and watch inhuman ape creatures carry off pretty young women in Gorilla Gang. Over 4 hours of fright, are you really ready for it? Don't miss the Big Triple Terror Show. All color, rated R for adults.
She's a dog with a plastic stomach. She's a dog with rubber feet. She's got a window in her side. I see frisbees, I see bones. She's a dog. She's a dog with a plastic stomach.
She is nasty, he's her master.
Will she eat the neighbor's car? If she does, they won't get far. I don't care. She's playing in a puddle.
Oh no.
She's making lots of bubbles.
Oh no.
She's getting into trouble.
Be very, very quiet. She's hunting rabbits. Shh. What does it mean? Jelly bean.
He's a cat with a plastic brain. He's a cat with a big false teeth. Nasty breath, crooked smile. Scratch your back about a mile.
He's a cat.
He's a cat with a plastic brain.
He is crazy, no, not lazy.
He will know when you get home. He might play your saxophone.
I hope not.
She's the cow with a rubber udder. She's the cow with a Delcon shield. She's got a porthole in her side. Look at those four stomachs grind.
She's a cow.
She's a cow with a rubber udder.
Her name is Mary, just for dairy.
She is on the skating rink. We should get her off, I think.
Right now.
She's into Frank Sinatra.
Oh no.
She sings La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha.
She's drinking lots of vodka.
Very, very quiet. She's hunting rabbits. Shh. What does it mean? Jelly bean? Is it a dream?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are most likely still the listener. I hope you are. Because you played a very important role in tonight's program, as we are in the middle of free association tonight. You gave us words over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where many people are assembled and having a lovely time. I played things that popped into my head because of them. And here we are, going a wee bit late tonight, because it's spring break here at the Tufts University, and I need to take it where I get it. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Never get up and never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. This is a message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. I already mentioned we got tons of silliness to go. Not going to start the obits till around midnight 30. So hang tight. Plenty more happening. And one of the reasons why next week is going to be another free association. One of many reasons, let me tell you. is because I am going to be caucusing with another member of the ever-embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, our ambassador, Feel Good, Scott Cornish. Yay, Scott Cornish. And we are going to do our caucusing with not one, but two bee's knees. It's very exciting. Very exciting stuff. I cannot wait to see the ambassador in person. It's been a long time. And it's going to be a lovely time. So, let us hear something from one of those bee's knees that we'll be caucusing amongst. It's a little something from Miriam right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Are you root? Yaha,
yaha, hobby. Yaha,
yaha,
yaha, hobby. A bumpy banana, wow.
Yaha,
yaha, hobby. Bumpy banana, wow.
Yaha,
yaha, hobby. Bumpy banana, wow.
When you feel tickled, feather in the air, you're bound to wiggle. That's the river, big thing. Yeah,
yeah, me.
But that's the
wow.
Yeah.
Give me a bump.
Bump.
Give me a bump.
I know that one of my problems has been, and I've had some pretty lousy days because of it, that I didn't have a definite goal in mind and work towards its completion. So have a goal, and if you have it be something that's worthwhile and just go at it and make it pay off. My father was one that just, well, there used to be an old Glee Club song about Old Man Noah. It said, Old Man Noah, he knew a thing or two, because he knew a thing or two, he thought he knew it all. Well, that was my father. He could tell people more about what I liked than I could myself. He just felt that he knew more about what I liked than I did myself. I said, Dad, that's impossible. No, he said, there's no reason why I shouldn't. So every time I'd say I wanted something, he'd say, oh, you don't want that, you want this. So I was all scrambled up. That's what I realize now, but I couldn't figure out what was going on at the time. It seemed like other people were able to get along and be successful. But here I was running to a prep school and I wasn't doing too well there. The headmaster said, what's the matter? And I said, well, I guess I'm just stupid. He said, well, look. And he pulled out of the drawer a list. They had some intelligence tests some weeks before and he pulled it out and he covered up certain names and he came down to the fifth name from the top. There was 120 fellas in that school that took those tests and they're all listed in order of mark. And there I was, the fifth from the top. Pretty good, huh? And yet I flunked out of MIT twice. There's no reason for it, though. But there I was again, trying to do something I didn't want to do. But it was what he wanted me to do.
One night while strolling merrily, a sailor said hello to me. I walked away like a good girl should, but he followed me as I knew he would. He said he's sure we've met before, I'm just the girl he's looking for. I said go away like a good girl should, but he hung around as I knew he would.
Ship boy, sail a boy, on the briny sea. Ship ahoy, sail ahoy, but come home safe to me. Oh, sailor boy, beware. Oh, sailor boy, take care.
Our conversation was sublime, but when the clock struck half past nine, I said goodnight like a good girl should, but he walked me home as I knew he would. He kissed me once, he kissed me twice, though it seemed like paradise. I ran upstairs like a good girl should, but he followed me as I knew he would.
Ship ahoy, sail ahoy, on the briny sea. Ship ahoy, sail ahoy, but come home safe to me. Oh, sailor boy, beware. Oh, beware. Oh, sailor, take care.
Oh, take care.
He met my dad and mother then, and asked if he may call again. I said next week like a good girl should, but he came next day as I knew he would. For 1 year we kept company, and then they sent him out to sea. I wait for him like a good girl should, and he'd be with me if he only could.
Ship ahoy, sail ahoy, on the briny sea. Ship ahoy, sail ahoy, but come home safe to me.
You better check your nose for broke. You brown little son of a bitch. You ass kissing, kiss ass, kissing ass. Please don't drink from my glass, because you kiss so much ass, your lips are starting to droop. You better check your nose for poop. Check your nose for poop. Check your nose for poop.
Rick Stockwell.
One, two, three.
So have you noticed lately the in-vogue words, I guess they always were in the dictionary, but suddenly you hear them more and more. Words like pejorative, charisma certainly, dichotomy, suskindisms we call them. We use that in the pejorative sense, of course. And expertise, you hear that all the time. Now that implies that you're listening to the words of an expert. And that's one thing we have plenty of here today, our experts. We're delighted to have with us the world-renowned Komodo Dragon Authority from Upper Montclair, New Jersey, Dr. Daryl Dexter. Dr. Dexter, would you tell everybody all about the Komodo Dragon, please?
The Komodo Dragon is the world's largest living lizard. It's found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo in the Lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago. and nearby Rinja, Padar, and Floris. It's a ferocious carnivory, and one swipe of its tail can render an enemy senseless.
Where do they come from?
The Komodo dragon, the world's largest living lizard, is found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo, hence its name. And that is in the Lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago and the nearby islands of Rinja, Padar, and Flores. We have two in this country, two Komodo dragons, which were given to us some years ago by the late former premier of Indonesia, Sukarno.
I believe I read somewhere where a foreign potentate gave America some Komodo dragons. Is that true?
Yes. The former premier of Indonesia, Sukarno, gifted this country with two Komodo dragons, world's largest living lizards, some years ago. And they're in the National Zoo in Washington.
Well, now, if we wanted to take the children to see a Komodo dragon, where would we take the children to see a Komodo dragon?
If you were in the vicinity of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., you would take the kiddos to the National Zoo. And there you would see two Komodo dragons, the world's largest living lizards. There's a stuffed Komodo dragon in the lobby of the Royal Hotel in Kathmandu, Nepal.
I believe they're of the lizard family, aren't they?
Yes, they're the world's largest living lizard. And they're ferocious carnivory. One swipe of their tail can render an enemy senseless.
I believe we've just about exhausted the subject. I want to thank you very much for coming by. I know it works a great hardship on you to come in here from Upper Montclair, New Jersey.
Yes.
And I want to thank you. Do you have a ride home?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe somebody here in the audience would be kind enough to give you a lift after the show.
That would be very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Drown, did he drown? yeah, we're a milk family for sure. We go way back, way back when. We used to have a cow in the kitchen, and I remember I used to go and suck her teat in the morning. Well, we have a cow now, too.
Two little squirrels who loved to romp and play. They'd run around through the meadows, so happy and so gay. But when the summer was over, they both began to brood. For though the winter was coming, they hadn't any food. And so the papa squirrel went away one day. When he came back that evening, here's what he had to say. Said the mama squirrel to the papa squirrel, "Nuts, nuts to you. It looks like a cold, cold winter, so I brought you a few." Said the mama squirrel to the papa squirrel, "Nuts, nuts for me. We're not gonna starve this winter. How happy we will be. We've got walnuts, chestnuts, all the best nuts, every kind but donuts. Brazil nuts, peanuts, we will see nuts till we really go nuts." Now the papa squirrel and the mama squirrel, Bill and Chew, and she knows that it really loves her since he said nuts to you. Chestnuts, all the best nuts, every kind but donuts. Brazil nuts, peanuts, we will see nuts till we really go nuts. Now the papa squirrel and the mama squirrel, Bill and Chew, and she knows that he really loves her since he said nuts to you. Walnuts, chestnuts, donuts, peanuts, nuts, nuts to you.
This world is big and wild and half insane. Take me where real animals are playing. Just a dirty old shack with a hand of bark that we called our home. I wanna be back there among the cats and dogs and the pigs and the goats.
Dirty old
come about with that same beat that them Brazilians use. Well, we call it a samba, but not really, it's just a down-home blues. Pick up on my new jive, it's got that samba beat. Well, we call